Hi, my name is Liz Romney, and I'm obsessed with understanding what true happiness really means, while still embracing life's ups and downs, especially during the downs. I'm a mama of three and a cancer fighter, making sure that my sweet family still enjoys life. Happiness was never meant to be only felt when things go right. Happiness is so much more than that. Through heartfelt conversations, you will discover how to commit to intentional joy no matter what's going on in your life. So make sure you have your favorite drink because we don't shy away from any topic. Welcome to Happy by Design, happiness among the chaos. Well, hello there, dear friend. Welcome back. Today's episode is a very important step in your journey of learning how to thrive with chronic health challenges. We're going to talk about identifying and healing your triggers for a more peaceful life. When I say triggers, I mean when our minds act or react based on a past unhealed trauma. When we talk about trauma, most people think about abuse, either sexual, physical, emotional, or war trauma, or witnessing something so horrifying. But that's not the only type of trauma that we can experience. If you experience an event in your life that you didn't properly understand and process, that will lead to trauma. For example, let's say that when you were 5 years old, your dog Spike died, and your parents told you that Spike went to heaven and he would no longer live with your family. And that's it. Everyone moved on. But when you became a grown-up, you feel very uncomfortable about death. You don't like talking about it or going to funerals. That right there is trauma. Okay, before I go on, just a quick reminder. I am not a trauma expert or a doctor or a therapist, and everything I share in this podcast is based on my experience and opinions and learnings. Trauma can be as simple as you coming to your mom excited to show her the new drawing you made and mom looking at it and simply saying with no excitement, "Oh yeah, that's nice." Trauma can be built as simple as that. So when we have traumatic events, they usually stay or start dormant until something triggers it. Usually an event similar to the event that caused it. It doesn't have to be the same type of event, but at least provoke the same types of feelings. So in the example of you showing your mom's drawing and not getting the validation that you wanted, it will probably show up as an anxiety and stress when you have to do a presentation at work and you're constantly doubting your work. I have noticed as I have been dealing with my chronic cancer and everything that comes with that, that my triggers are even more susceptible to being activated because a lot of my energy, physical, mental, and emotional energy is focused on keeping me alive. Even though I am not terminal ill, my mind and my body takes my chronic cancer as something that threatens my survival and safety. So a lot of my energy goes into that. And because my energy is going into that, the other parts of my mind are not receiving the attention they need. So that's why you're probably more emotional now that you're dealing with your chronic health challenges. And also, not only do we have to be on the lookout for childhood and adulthood traumas, but now we have health traumas, because we do. So while our body and mind are on autopilot dealing with our health challenges, we need to bring intentionality into healing our triggers. Some of my triggers that I have been seeing explode since being diagnosed and receiving treatment has been a lot of losing my emotional control with my kids, my spouse, and how I perceive myself. I get mad faster with my family. My patience is low. But also I have seen an increasing in crying and feeling sorry for myself. Anytime you notice a behavior that is out of norm, there's something going on that can be tackled. It's in my experience that the only thing I don't have control over in this journey of my chronic health challenges are the physical symptoms that come from either my cancer or my treatment. That's the only thing I cannot control, but I can make good decisions to help them. But in order to help myself make good decisions about my health, I need to be in a good mental state. If I'm not in a good mental state, then I make decisions from a place of defeat, guilt, feeling sorry for myself, anger, etc. And none of those feelings will help me make decisions that are the most effective for me. And I think the same goes with you. So when we're talking about unusual behaviors, there are two main sources: overwhelm or triggers from trauma. We talked about how to suit overwhelm in episode 11. So if you haven't listened to it, you should after this episode. So how do you know if you're suffering the consequences of overwhelmed or trauma? With trauma, you will notice that this unusual behavior usually comes in a specific scenario. For example, you get mad and angry because your kids are constantly fighting. You yell at your spouse because they keep leaving their clothes on the floor, or you cry when it's time to go to the doctor. So specific reactions to specific scenarios. With overwhelm, there might be specific reactions, but not an overall scenario. For example, you feel that for the last week, you keep getting angry at the kids for everything or anything, or you feel a sense of dread because of the things you need to do throughout the day, even though a few weeks ago, you were fine with your day today. And that, my friend, is overwhelm. Well, usually with triggers from trauma, last for a few moments, and you can easily get back into yourself after it passes, while overwhelm lasts a lot longer, and most of the time, you feel you cannot get out those feelings with ease. It's like they are trapped inside your body. Right now, at this moment, while I'm recording this, I'm feeling overwhelmed and I'm feeling it in my emotions and reactions towards my husband. Everything that this man says or do is making me react. I know it's because of overwhelm and I need to do an escape plan, which I teach in episode 11. I can feel right now that energy, those emotions trapped inside of me. When it comes to triggers and traumas, it usually doesn't feel like that. What happens is that an event happens and a trigger is activated. You feel whatever emotions you feel, there's a peak, and then it starts going down, and at some point you feel back to normal. With overwhelm, you don't feel that relief so easily. Now that we know how to identify when you're being triggered, let's talk about what you can do to help yourself heal. Let's talk about what to do after you have gone through a triggering situation. I'm going to use a real example I had a few days ago. I was driving my car and I had my three kids in the car. I was talking to Greg, my husband, their dad on the phone. When I hung up, the kids started asking me questions about my conversation with Greg. With every question they were asking me, I could feel how my emotions were getting out of control. I felt anger. I felt upset. I felt how my body was tensing. I felt how annoyed I was at them, even though they were asking simple questions in a respectful manner. But I just couldn't take it. I didn't explode. I was able to contain my emotions and was able to deal with them later. My dear friend, if you're new to emotional regulation and trigger healing, you will not be able to do this right away. But with what you will learn right now, you will be a lot closer to getting there. So the first thing, after you have an episode, meaning you got triggered and you reacted to that trigger, as soon as you are able to do so, I want you to go and ask yourself some questions. The best way is through, just take a guess, journaling. The mind connects better when we write down our thoughts, but you can do this exercise out loud, just saying the answers to yourself. So the first thing is to identify if you had a trigger or you are overwhelmed. Perfect. You have identified you were triggered. Then you're going to write down or say out loud all the details of what happened. So for me, it would have been something like, I was talking to Greg and the kids started asking me questions. These are the questions they ask, and I wrote down those questions. These were my answers, so I wrote down the answers. We were in the car, etc., etc. Just write what happened like if you were telling someone else a story. Like you just meeting with a friend and you're telling her, okay, this is what happened with my kids, and you're telling those details, right? Then you're going to write the outward reaction you had. In my case, will be as I was short with the kids, answering yes or no. I was clutching my hands to the wheel. I was rolling my eyes, and I told them in a tone to stop asking me questions, that it was not their business. I didn't yell though, even though I wanted to. Then you're going to write down the inward reaction you had, meaning what you were feeling physically and mentally and the thoughts that you were having. So in my case, it would be something like, I felt a pressure in my chest and pain in my stomach. I could feel my heart racing. I felt annoyed and upset. I was thinking how annoying my kids were and how much I wanted them to stop talking to me. As you can see, you'll be as honest as you can be. And even if it is not pretty, you must be. You can always do this on a piece of paper and then throw it away, or have a special journal like I do. I do hope my kids will see this journal and realize that mommy was working really hard to be better. I know it's kind of embarrassing that my kids one day will read this, especially with what I'm going to share next, but I do want them to one day learn, okay, mommy was trying her best, and here's how she did it. maybe I can take these tools and try to be good to you, try to be better to you, right? That's my hope with my journals. After you write all that, you're going to ask, why did this bother me? Here's the thing, do not overthink this. Just write or just say whatever comes. In my case, I wrote, I don't like it when my kids get in my business and ask me questions. So based on your answer, you're going to ask a why question, but ask it based on your answer. For example, why don't you like your kids asking you questions? My answer, because kids don't have anything interesting to say and to contribute to my conversations. Ouch, I know, harsh and nasty. You know, but you have to be honest. I had to be honest. Then another why. Why do you believe that? My parents always told me not to meddle when adults were talking. I could never understand their conversations and no one cares about the opinion of a child. Also, they would ignore me when I talked, always busy for me. It was because of my questions, of my why questions, that I got to this answer. This wasn't something that I realized before and how much it was triggering me with my children. Now I knew the cause of why I was triggered, the cause of that trauma. You need to ask as many why questions that you need to until you feel you have an answer. And sometimes the answer wouldn't be about your parents or your childhood. Sometimes it can be about your adult experience or your health experience. Let me give you another example. For a while, I would get upset every time I heard my alarm go off because it was time to take my pills. You must think, obviously, who wants to be taking pills all that time? Well, it wasn't as simple as that. I went through the process I just explained to you, and I found out that the thought of having to take a pill every single day of my life felt so enslaving. I felt like part of my freedom was taken away from me, but I was only able to know this because of the process I just explained. Now, once you have gotten your why, you're going to create a next time plan. Meaning, what are you going to do next time you notice this trigger is happening again? In my case, I wrote, next time I feel that I'm getting upset because my kids are asking me questions, I will tell them to give me a moment, take a breath, and say in my mind, I love my children and they're interesting people to have a conversation with. And I will breathe and focus on my love for them. I will also allow them to only ask 5 questions. After that, I will simply say in a calm way, okay, mommy's tired now. We can continue this conversation another time. I will increase the number of questions as I get better with this trigger. Now, sometimes it is very easy to put the next time plan in practice. Sometimes it is not. Be patient with yourself. As you recognize you are being triggered and do your journaling or answering the questions, you will be able to identify your triggers faster and faster each time, and your logical mind will be able to be activated with more ease. I talked about the logical mind in episode 12, so episode 11, 12, and 13, they all go hand in hand. Now, if you keep having the same trigger over and over again, do the journaling over and over again until your mind gets it. Sometimes I have to journal the same trigger up to 10 times, and every time I find out a part of the why I didn't know and create a better the next time plan. The skills you learn in episode 12 about activating the logical mind will come in hand when you recognize you're getting triggered and you want to stop it right there and then. So with episode 12, you have the skills to prevent a triggering event in this episode on what to do when you do. Okay, my dear friends, as you go through your chronic health challenge, do not lose sight of the other parts of yourself that also need tending. As you take care of your mind, your mindset and attitudes in life overlook will get better and better. You will be happier because really, why leave happiness to chance when you can design it yourself? Okay, before I leave you, let me recap the questions that you need to ask yourself when you're having after you have a triggering episode. So the first thing you want to ask, right, was this a triggering episode or am I being overwhelmed? Once you know, okay, you say I'm overwhelmed, go to episode 11. You have a guide there for overwhelm. Use that guide. When you are like, okay, this was a triggering episode, I was triggered, go to step 2, right? Question number 2. Write down in detail what happened. Just write it down or just say it out loud, whatever you choose, right? Just say it like you're telling a story. This is what happened. This is what I was doing. And this, you know, all those things, all those details. then you're going to ask, what was the outward reaction I had? So meaning, what did I do? What did the person outside, like the person who was there with me, what did they see me do? Those are things that you want to do. Like I said in my answer before, I was answering yes or no question, in a yes or no way. I was clenching my hands to the wheel. I was rolling my eyes. I told them in a tone to stop asking me questions and that it was not their business. Okay, those are the outward reaction, the things that someone that is not you can see you doing. Then you're going to write the inward reaction, the things that only you know that happened. So I mean the physical and mental things that happened. So again, and the thoughts that you were having too. So in my case, I wrote things like, I felt pressure in my chest, I pain in my stomach, I could feel my heart racing, I felt annoyed and upset, I was thinking how annoying my kids were and how much I wanted them to stop talking to me. Okay, those things. So the outward and then the inward. And then you're going to go and you're going to ask why. Why did this bother me? That's the first type of why you're going to ask. Why did this bother me? Based on the answer that you have there, you're going to continue asking you why questions. You're going to modify these why questions based on the answers you give. Now, you can ask how many why questions that you need. Maybe the first why did this bother me can give you the answer to find what is causing this trigger, what was the trauma behind this trigger. Or maybe you're going to need 5 why questions or maybe 10. It doesn't matter. If you get to a point where it's like, okay, I don't have any more answers to my why, that's okay. Leave it there. Okay. And after you do those why questions, you're going to go and create your next time plan. Your next time plan is all about what I'm going to do the next time these triggers happen. Okay? I will see you in the next episode.